And a good afternoon, everybody. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist from Immunutrition here in Madison. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
So I think we've kind of had the lead into the program already here, because we're going to talk about the difference between a nutritionist and a registered dietitian, and maybe what kind of services you provide and what people can expect when they come to see you.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things. So first of all, to everybody listening that's said anything about Taco Tuesday, thanks for listening. It's always fun to chat with people out and about when they have questions about anything that we've discussed or any of the topics that we've talked about. But one of the questions I get a lot and that I've heard in clinic a lot is, I don't really know what a dietitian does or what is a dietitian or what makes you different from a nutritionist. And I thought this might be a good opportunity to just cover that a little bit, because that's a question that does come up a lot.
Well, first off, what's a nutritionist?
Yeah, good question. Well, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics made it kind of confusing probably about 10 years ago when they made registered dietitians registered dietitian nutritionists. So RDNs were is what our credential is now, were intended to make it less confusing because people didn't know what dietetics meant or dietitian. But they knew what nutrition or nutritionist meant. So if they just add that onto the end of our title, that would make it more clear, right? Well, not really.
Not
because
really.
There's licensed. So a registered dietitian, registered is a federal credential. I'm also a licensed dietitian in the state of Minnesota. Different states handle licensing differently. If you have a licensed nutritionist, that is not the same as a licensed dietitian nutritionist. So that's where everything gets a little messy. So the thing about a nutritionist is that it depends on your state. And I know we've talked about this just a touch in the past, but every state has different regulations for if they're going to credential or license nutritionists and what that looks like. So there are some states like New York and a handful of others where there's just anybody can call themselves a nutritionist. It doesn't mean anything necessarily. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have education or knowledge or something good to offer you. It just means that there is no regulating body that says, here is the guaranteed education and credentials that this person has.
The person that's interested in deals in nutrition.
Right.
Basically.
Yep. That's exactly
Could
it.
Be anybody.
Anybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in Minnesota, a licensed nutritionist is a protected term. So it does mean that that individual has at least a master's degree or a PhD in nutrition and that they've had a certain number of supervised practice hours. So in the state of Minnesota, for outpatient things, a licensed nutritionist is a protected term. Insurance will usually cover a licensed nutritionist in Minnesota. But if we look at some of our border states like Iowa and Wisconsin, they don't license nutritionists. So if somebody is licensed, they are a dietitian. And otherwise, again, the term is kind of meaningless. Same thing with the term nutrition coach. There's a wide variety of organizations that will give people a certification as a nutrition coach. But that certification could be a week long. That certification could be a year long or 2 years long. Nutrition coach doesn't necessarily mean much either as far as being regulated. Again, it doesn't mean those people don't have anything to offer. It just means when it comes to a diagnosis or insurance or something like that, they're probably not going to be covered.
Kind of like becoming a pastor, an ordained pastor, by sending in a form in the mail and, you know.
Exactly.
A couple hours later, you're a pastor.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't mean you should go to that individual for counseling, right? Or guidance necessarily, but it's a certification nonetheless. So dietitians, I mentioned that it's a federal certification. It's a bachelor's degree in dietetics. Starting next year, a master's degree is required as well, although most dietitians already have a master's degree anyway. Then an internship program that covers a certain number of hours and a whole bunch of topics. It's usually 6 to 10 months long. Sometimes it's wrapped into the master's degree. And then after all of that, you take an exam that covers everything from medical nutrition therapy, which is what I would do in clinic or in a hospital, management, food service, public health nutrition program. So it's kind of more broad. Nutritionists typically are working with primarily outpatient things. So things like weight loss, blood sugar regulation, stuff like that. Yeah. So what do dietitians do then?
Yeah, what do they do?
Yeah. So
you seem to be busy, so.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people think the dietitians are just here to tell you that you can't have all the things that you enjoy, or to tell you to eat more vegetables.
Real party poopers.
That's right. Yeah, Kyle, my husband, calls me a wet blanket sometimes. but dietitians are really here to help make sure that you're adequately nourished within your lifestyle for your specific health conditions. So because dietitians have a pretty broad education in everything from organic chemistry to biochemistry to physiology to psychology, I mean, all of these, you know, a course or two for these different things, on top of medical nutrition therapy, where you go through how nutrition impacts all of these different health conditions. So if somebody has liver disease, what does that look like nutritionally? If they have diabetes, what does that look like? If they are looking to lose weight, if they're malnourished, where does all of this fit in to their diet? So the goal of a dietitian should be, and I know some people have had different types of experiences with dietitians where they've maybe been told or heard different things. But from my perspective, the intent of a dietitian is to look at your goals and to look at your health concerns combined with your provider's health concerns, your labs, all of that kind of stuff, and make it work together. So one of the individuals that I've worked with recently left our first appointment, and I could hear her in the hallway say to somebody else, "Well, that was a lot more fun than I was expecting." And it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, finding ways to make eating fun and bringing the joy back into eating, especially if you have been stressed about combining different health conditions. Maybe you do have high blood pressure and diabetes, and now you're feeling at a loss for what to eat. That's what dietitians are there for, is to take all that together and then also look at your access to food. Are you able to get food? Are there programs that might be helpful for you? Do you not like to cook? So you're eating all this ultra-processed food. And how can we at least find some better and more nourishing options for you to just kind of enhance what you're eating? So my goal is never to take the joy out of food for people.
And, thank you.
Yeah. In fact, it's to put more joy into eating and to take some of the stress out of it, especially if you have been on many diets over the years for people who are working on weight loss. It kind of becomes this almost a trauma around food because it just feels like a constant failure. And it's not. You're not failing at eating. You just haven't figured out what's going to work for you. And a dietitian should be there to look at the big picture, to look at the labs, to look at your provider's concerns, and help you put it all together.
Okay. Well, maybe let's talk a little bit about your training. Where did you go to school? And what kind of certifications do you have?
Yeah. So I did my undergraduate degree at St. Kate's in St. Paul, and I did that in dietetics. And then I needed to take a little bit of a breather after that. So I took a year and worked at the University of Minnesota in research for a while. And that brought up the opportunity for me to get my master's in public health while I worked on a handful of research studies there. And that led into me doing my internship at the VA in Minneapolis, which I loved.
And we should mention you've been in the U.S. Army National Guard since you were 17.
I have.
And you are a major presently.
I am. I hit 20 years next month.
Yeah, so you've had a lot of experience working with veterans and that kind of thing, too. So
the
veterans in our listening audience should rest assured that you can talk their language.
Absolutely. And I love working with veterans. I absolutely miss that group. I worked at the VA for about 8 years. And while I was there, I helped them get their Center for Integrative Health and Healing up and running, the nutritional aspect of it. And while I did that, I got my Master's of Science in Human Nutrition and Functional Medicine. So I got my MPH while I was working at the U, then did my online MS. And now, just this last week, I finished my certification or kind of a course, I should say, in pediatric food allergies that was about 9 months long. So,
yeah,
again.
But, food allergies is one of the things you kind of have a special interest in.
I do. You know, I love working with people with diabetes, lifestyle, all of that kind of stuff. But because it affects our family so much, there's a special place in my heart for kiddos, especially kiddos with food allergies.
All right. Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions or wants to actually meet a real live registered dietitian, nutritionist, how could they find you?
You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at imunutrition. Or you can see me up at the clinic here in Madison.
All right. Sounds good. And we will chat with you again next Tuesday on another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.